students in the U.S. realize their mortality after a school shooting. Kenya's crisis may be coming to a close, and the Southern Baptist give an award to a persecuted church advocate. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Students are stunned at Northern Illinois University just outside of Chicago after a gunman opened fire on a class killing students and then turning the gun on himself. Last week's tragedy has left many wondering. Casey Beckley is on staff at InterVarsity and serves the university in DeKalb. He says many students came to a stark realization.
About 25,000 students all at the same time thought about and realized that they were going to die at some point. And that changes the climate, especially the spiritual climate of a campus in one fell swoop.
The whole campus is being affected. Buckley would like you to pray for the staff and for
those students would be able to look up from their own hurt and anxiety right now to be able to look at the fear and the anxiety of the people around them and be able to bring Christ into those situations.
Because many of the students commute, Buckley believes the grieving will last a long time because the students can run from it whenever they go home. Pray that God will use this to bring many to himself. Next, former UN Chief Kofi Annan says a deal to pull Kenya out of the political crisis is very close. Perhaps it may even come this week. The political and ethnic unrest has caused Mission Aviation Fellowship to double the number of flights. Their Kenya-based operation also serves Sudan, Uganda, and other countries. MAS Bernard Turlow says Kenya's evacuations added to their other work.
We have helped friend and foe. We've tried to do our best. It has slowed down now because people have calmed down. The real heat is at the moment off, and there is a kind of tense quietness in the country.
MAF's work can't be put on hold, says Turlow, because their job is to help the needy both spiritually and physically.
We fly missionaries and relief workers to the real remote places. They cannot get there if we don't fly them. And if we stop flying them, really important work stops.
The additional flights have increased MAF costs as many people couldn't pay. Your financial help is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. 55-year-old Daniel Sodager was beaten in Lahore, Pakistan for preaching along the roadside. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a Muslim man heard Sodager and came out of his shop and yelled at him. The encounter escalated when Sodager declared he wouldn't stop preaching God's word. The fellow Christian came to his aid. There is growing concern over the unusual amount of influence Muslim extremists are having in the Lahore area. Pray that Sodager fully recovers from his injuries. Next, although there's been a lot of negative press about Russia in recent days, Slavic Gospel Association's president Bob Provost says it's not all bad. He was in Russia for a youth leader conference recently. Based on what he saw, the church will be facing some beautiful growing pains.
Consider 350 local church youth directors from 61 states of Russia, and it was a phenomenal conference. The theme of the conference was simply be strong. From 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, these men together are leading a movement of more than 20,000 Russian youth.
Pray that the Lord would help them be strong and that they'd be bold for Christ.
When you have growing churches, many of them now with strong visionary youth leaders who are leading youth movements in their communities, the prospect in the future is very exciting, even though there's tremendous opposition. But you just see his hand on this movement.
And the Southern Baptists have awarded China AIDS Bob Fu the 2007 John Leland Religious Liberty Award. Fu is the leading advocate for the persecuted church in China. The group he founded, China AID, monitors and reports on religious persecution by the Chinese government, especially of the unregistered church. Pray for spiritual and physical strength for the thousands of imprisoned Christians. Pray, too, for their boldness in sharing the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that'll touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.